now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
Second hour of the Earshot 20, and we are about to count down the top 10 albums charting across the nation from... Well, I'm not going to tell you because you probably already know, because you're a faithful listener of the program. Brian and I are just going to let it speak for itself. No, I'm just kidding. Brian will let you know what you'll find if you go to the website where we get the charts.
It is Earshot with an exclamation mark at the beginning because we're just wild and crazy like it's, that.
Do you know what I equate it to? How St. John calls it uptown instead of downtown. Earshot with the exclamation at the front.
And it is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, published every single week by the National Campus and Community Radio Association and the fine volunteers and staff involved in that project and so much more. It is the National Top 50 We Play selections from the 20 most played releases across Canada for the week, and we're about to get into the top 10 as we count down the charts for the week ending Tuesday, November 15th, 2016. The National Top 50 is a combination of over 30 top 30 charts from campus and community radio stations across the country, and you can find all of those as well as genre-specific charts, both regionally and nationally, for electronic, hip-hop, international, jazz, loud, folk, roots, and blues. There's monthly and yearly countdowns, there's reviews, interviews, and so much more, so go and check it out in your own free time, earshot-online.com.
And you can find us online too. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook. And @earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to get in touch. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we are happy to do that for you. And we'll do it in the form of playing something from your latest release and giving you an interview. In this hour of the program, we've got tons of more music to bring you. That's not even good grammar. Tons of more. Tons and tons and tons. We've got all kinds of music to bring you in this hour. And it is the top 10. Brian's going to also let you know what is coming in below the top 20, which I'm sure there are some new debuts.
There's a lot.
Are there?
Yeah.
How many?
9.
That's pretty good. We had 13 a couple weeks ago, though. So when you say a lot, I think that's going to be more than 13. 50 debuts. I wonder if that would ever happen.
No.
If the charts would ever become completely washed in a whole brand new top 50.
No.
No? Could never happen?
Well, I mean, sure, it could happen, but it seems highly unlikely.
Okay. We'll see. I'm going to make it happen now. Anyway.
Maybe by episode number 200,000, it'll have happened once.
You think we're going to be on that long?
Yeah, I'm going to live forever.
Okay. Good for you. I'm not. So we have the top 10 and the lowdown, and we will have some more music news as well. And coming up, I will continue what I started in the first hour, as Brian had to hush me because we were running out of time. But talk about the season, because it is.
Oh, I thought you were talking about seasoning, like pepper, like
poultry,
paprika.
Yeah. No.
I thought we were going to talk about our favorite seasonings.
Although I do like
lemon
to bake.
Pepper.
I love baking.
That is true.
It's one of my favorite things.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about it all, but not right now.
And then you try to force it on me.
We're going to get, give me a break. Force it on you. Yeah, right. It's more like, hey, I'm bringing peanut butter balls, and you're like, oh my God.
Not this year.
Yeah, right. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
All right, let's get into the tunes here. We have actually a couple of releases in the top 10 here that aren't debuts. One of them did debut last week when we were off the show, but they are on our show for the first time. And the first of those is The Hidden Cameras, their latest last week debuting at number 34. And it's into our program for the first time this week at number 10. Their new album is called Home on Native Land. And you're going to hear a track from that one called The Day I Left Home. In the middle of this set will be Crystal Castles from their newest album, Amnesty One. You'll hear Ornament. It drops from number 6 to number 9, and dropping only one spot this week to number 8, the EP bearing your initials, CDW. It is Charlotte Day Wilson, sticking strong in our charts here with a track called Where Do You Go?
Here's The Hidden Cameras, The Day I Left Home. You're number 10 this week. Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Took about foot out to the wood like an animal. Hopped upon a tree, slept there underneath the birds and planes. Woke up to find that I was alone.
Shot 20. Number 9.
Thank you. Thought that you had my back, but you're not coming.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Where Do You Go by Charlotte Day Wilson and her new EP CDW at number 8, down just one spot this week. In the middle there, Ornament by Crystal Castles, dropping from 6 to number 9 is the album Amnesty 1. And we kicked off this set of music in our second hour in our top 10 at number 10. Into the show for the first time is the album Home on Native Land. It's a new one from The Hidden Cameras, up from number 34, its debut spot the week before. And you heard a track called The Day I Left Home.
All right, so back to my point about it being the season, because this is very important to talk about. It is a season.
A season?
The season.
The season. Tis
the season of holidays and holiday beverages and holiday baking.
Which I bought eggnog the other day as a joke.
Oh.
Just because I thought it'd be funny. Not eggnog, but almond eggnog. Almond milk eggnog. It was pretty good. What?
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it actually good?
Yeah.
Eggnog to me doesn't turn my crank. I'm not a big fan. But the face that you just made when I said that. So, but what I wanted to say was, it's also the season of giving back. And I wanted to commend you get a gift during our holiday show, and that is being able to do a holiday show with me. But I wanted to commend the radio station for their efforts, because, and I know that, you know, there are stations and nonprofits across the country that give back to the community, and that's one of the mandates. But your food drive and benefits that you've been doing for the food bank in St. John has been tremendous. You guys have been doing a great job.
Yeah, well, we just did a really small part. The thanks goes to a lot of different folks. Basically, one of our staff members here is in a band that was organizing a food drive for the North End Food Bank, or a benefit for the North End Food Bank. And I just said, that's something I wanted to be involved in for a while here. Sometimes the student council does food drives and sometimes they don't, just depending on the people involved and how organized they are, how much time they have to do these different initiatives. And so I said, is there any way for us to be involved even in just in promoting it? So really, we've just been promoting it, and we happened to set out a food donation box outside of the radio station, and all these folks already have just like filled the box. We need to replace the box with a new box. We had this big, I don't know how high you'd say it is, but it's like a big long banker. It's a banker's box is what it is. So if you know what that is, it's like a couple of feet long and I don't know, like three feet off the ground. And so if you're in St. John, New Brunswick, the home of this radio station, you can come on by our studios at Local 107.3 FM. They're on the UMB St. John campus. And then there's also a really cool show happening on December the 17th, 2016, and that is with all proceeds going to the St. John North End Food Bank. And there's about 6 or 7 bands involved on that bill, so you have a really cool, fun night and support the food bank, which always needs your help, but especially this year they've been really asking people to help support them. They've been struggling a little bit this year. So
yeah, so that was my point, was to commend
and the station. I had to go over here and try and ruin it,
right? But you didn't ruin it, because you understand now what your gift is, and that is they're doing the radio show with me. So lots of ability, lots of things going on to give back, and you should give back. It's a really good thing to do. And with that, we are going to give back to you right now with more music from the charts.
We're going to hear from Tons. They have a self-titled debut record out. It's been on the charts for a couple of weeks now, and it is still climbing every other week. It is at number 7, up from number 9. You're going to hear a track from them called Look Who's Back in Town Again. And also sticking strong at number 1 for several weeks in a row, but still within the top 10 now. Last week, number 5. This week, number 6. It is the Pack AD. Their news is called Positive Thinking. You'll hear Sorrow. Sorrow.
Earshot 20. Number 6.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Sorrow by the Pack AD. Their newest is entitled Positive Thinking. It drops just one spot this week and climbing two spots to number 7 with the album bearing the same name. It was Tons and their debut release. We heard a track called Look Who's Back in Town Again.
Yeah, me. It's kind of the story of my life right now and because me. I've been between Ontario and New Brunswick. But yeah, back in town. Tons.
I was in Ottawa last week. We were both away.
Tons of great stuff.
Almost never happens.
Yeah.
I'm ignoring
your pun. You're cutting my joke. Come on. So what else do you have there for news?
Yeah, well, you know, I tried to pick out a couple of things I thought would be things that Stephen would normally talk about.
We should catalog this and then I'll ask him next week.
What his picks would have been.
Yeah.
There's a couple of... basically every other week. I mean, there's still lots of music coming out and we've talked about that a lot, about how this this year and more than even some other years that basically albums come out at any point in time. There's still some big albums coming out this year, and even just in the last week a new Tribe Called Quest album came out, their first in like two decades, and lots of other stuff. But there's also some big new albums coming out in the new year that have been announced, and so there's been rumors for quite some time now about the new album from the XX, and their new, the UK trio have officially announced that their new album will be coming out on January the 13th. And there's been lots of little snippets and stuff for a couple of days in a row. They're putting up anywhere between like basically like 30 second snippets on Spotify, just these little snippets of songs. And then they finally released the track, and also they're going to be playing on Saturday Night Live. If you're if the date hasn't passed yet, they're playing on November the 19th, which is the day after this show is released. So it might have already happened, but
who knows. Yeah. But you can go, we'll probably be able to watch it online. I watched a Tribe Called Quest, their performance, as well as Dave Chappelle's opening monologue, which was pretty good and pretty intense.
Yeah.
for Saturday Night Live, that was pretty good.
Yeah, you know, I can take or leave Saturday Night Live depending on the period of time, but it's definitely had a pretty strong start to its season. They had some pretty big guests, and apparently they're continuing in that vein.
Yeah,
for now.
All right, well, we'll continue the countdown now, get on to some more music. Brian's gonna let you know what's coming in number 5 and 4.
That is correct.
Yes. Don't,
why are you so uncertain?
I actually was uncertain. I wasn't sure.
Preoccupations have a new album out that also bears their name. It drops just one spot this week to number 5. You're going to hear a track from them called Anxiety. And into our show for the first time, it actually debuted last week at number 12. But we're playing it for the first time this week. It is the new album by Monomyth, originally from Halifax. They're now in Montreal, and they have a new one out on Mint Records called Happy Pop Family. And again, it's at number 4. Up for number 12, you'll hear Cool Blue Hello.
Everybody's falling by the wayside.
for listening to the Earshot 20. Number 4.
I'm so blue. You've got me listening to Kangaroo. And I know my love is true.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Cool Blue Hello by Monomyth from the record Happy Pop Family at number 4, up for number 12, into the show for the first time this week. Again, that one comes our way via Mint Records. And at number 5, dropping just one spot, Preoccupations from the album of the same name on Flemish Eye, you heard Anxiety.
There you go. All right, one more quick break from the charts. before we give you the top three for this week, and that is to let you know what's debuting below the national top 20 in the national top 50, because we don't have time to play all 50 albums every week. And with that, but they could make an appearance into the charts, and that's why we do it. And Brian's got it for you. It's the lowdown.
Yeah, lots of debuts this week below the top 20, as there has been for several weeks. And again, you can find the full list at earshot-online.com and check out the entire national top 50 and more every single week. Again, 9 debuts below the top 20, so we'll go through them relatively quickly. Our lowest debut this week is at number 48. It is from Ian Blurton's latest project called Public Animal, and their newest release is called Palace Arms. Jumping up to number 43 is Agnes Obel and Citizen of Glass, and then we move our way up to number 36 with Connor Oberst. His new album is called Ruminations. Just one spot up from that at number 35 is Foon Yap with Palimpsest, and also one further spot up is Terraform, the newest release by the Sam Roberts Band. The Darcys are back at number 31 with a record called Centerfold on Arts and Crafts, and at number 30 is Alexandria Mayo with Time. At number 28, it is Lowlands. Our highest Canadian debut this week is their album Eerie, and at number 25, a new side project involving Anderson .Paak on Stone's Throw Records. It's called NX Worries and Yes Lord.
All right. Yes. Yes Lord.
Like Lord.
Oh, not L-A-W-D, not like lad as in like mark. Young man.
I said it very poorly.
Okay. Let's get it done. Three more to bring you. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number three.
Yeah, believe it or not, our top three sitting still this week. And so at number three, again at number three, the week before, A Tribe Called Red is up next. This track featuring Shad, it is How I Feel from their newest release, We Are the Hallucination.
A turn for the worse, and creator's art becomes another canvas that will never be completed. I'm a few degrees away and a thousand times defeated. My energy's depleted, but I wanna stand and fight, swinging with the spirits that have traveled back into the light. I feel the tears and depression, fears and aggression, woven in society from years of oppression. The violence is normalized, silence is horrifying, truth is denied, and the fact is that more are dying. And you don't have to tell me how you feel, cause I can hear it in their cries. It's hard to listen, but listen, cause it's much harder living it than listening to the hardships. So the heart's conditioned to condition the air. When the air, their conditions keep cool, but the more tears, sometimes it clear the vision. Now what I see, been a long time coming to drop, running, rocking, reaching new peaks so them youngest can finally summit. Climbing high above and then flying from it, up to the skies and overstanding the corruption and deconstructing the lies. I've seen this country decline, try to keep discussions confined, hide the underside, over extract and try to undermine. Damn, but I still believe in the truth. Whether it's an MC in a booth or a PhD in a suit. Yo, when we yelling protest, tell them the feeling is peaceful. We profess, we pro-testify to the will of the people. Tell them what they must know. Turn it up loud when we bust blows, not in hushed tones. Speaking up, let the trust grow. Now you don't gotta tell me how you feel, how you feel, cause I can see it in your eyes. You don't gotta tell me the pain is real, cause I can hear it in your cry. Tears and time to stitch up any wounds and heal the scars that leave behind. A separation from the fam, segregation on the land. It was all part of the plan, and the blood is on your hands. It's all divide and conquer, colonize and slaughter, stabbing at the heart through the backs of our grandfathers. Now we see our daughters that are disappearing quickly, say it's through the cracks while ignoring all the history. Government's been scooping babies way before the 60s. When you legalize
nation, you legalize the misery. So now you see the mystery is really not too complicated. Justice is unequally distributed, my observation. Money could be made while the kids are steady oscillating. Splitting up a family has now become an occupation. And it's been part of the occupation since residential schools enforced starvation. It's a nation with racism here since the start of it. Hard to let go cause it's carved in the heart of it. Relation to the land and our eyes, we're a part of it. Roots where I stand, I could never depart from it. And you don't have to tell me how you feel, cause I can see it in your eyes. And they don't have to prove to me that the pain is real, cause I can hear it in their cries.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 2.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number one.
Center of the earth, entering the entrance of a birth. Remember to remember us to enter in reverse to the center of the center of the center of the dot and disperse. Rubber like circles in a bound from a dot from a drop to the circles that surround it. In the water make waves and we drown it. Waves of sound that we bathe in, then wash up on this ground and round it. We all stand on, we all stand for the process that we hang on, hang on, hang on, hang on like dot, dot, dot. It's like a rock dropped in the water submerged, but first reverberates like words that make circle shapes. Circles like records that revolve with grooves that rest and unrest and then resolve when they drop. Little dots like drops of sand from a clock spanning across the canyon, across plots of land like clocks. All we got's is hands to bang together these plots and plans and pots and pans and drop some slang from the dot, 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 back to the top. The center of the earth, entering the entrance of a birth. Remember to remember is to enter in reverse to the center of the center of the center of the dot and disperse. With dust in the wind, to with dust in the earth. The universe is dot at the center of the first, and the circle never stops from the first rock drop till forever like dot, 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 dot.
Sing your flesh, catch, trust the center. Sing your flesh, catch, trust the center. Sacrifice of blood goes back into the earth. In, out, wukwa. In, out, wukwa, 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 wukwa.
Drop some slang from the dot, 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 dot. To the top, the center of the earth, entering the entrance of a birth. Remember to remember is to enter in reverse to the center of the center of the dot and disperse. The dust in the wind to with dust in the earth. The universe is dot at the center of the first, and the circle never stops from the first rock drop till forever like dot, 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 dot.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was our number one for a couple of weeks in a row, Tanya Tagak and her newest album, Retribution, at the top of the charts. As we just mentioned, you heard a track from her called Center. That one features Shad. In the middle there, I'm an Idea by Duchess Says from their newest Science Nouvelle on Bonsund Records, sitting still at number two, and also sitting still this week as our top three. As they get our top three again, you heard A Tribe Called Red, We Are the Hallucination, and a track called How I Feel.
And there you go. That is the top 20 for another week. It is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland, also in studio, and we do this every week, count down the national top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. The program is recorded and broadcast out of local one of broadcast. Like, I don't know what that word was.
Brewcast?
Broadcast.
Oh.
Yes, you see?
On the radio.
Right, right. Through the emitter waves or whatever.
What?
No, it's technical talk. I'll tell you
after. Oh, I understand. Yeah. Broadcast.
So broadcast out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. And it is aired every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time before sending out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. We thank them all very much for airing the program, and also thank you if you're picking the show up by downloading it from radioforall.net or iTunes. We thank you very much for listening, and we hope that you'll join us next week for a brand new countdown. Steven will be back, so we'll have some great music news lined up for you and all that stuff. Until then, lots more on the way for you. So stay tuned right here to this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.